Hey guys, welcome back to another Vertical Junkie Masterclass. You're with me today, Paul, physio and vertical addict. And our topic is talking about deloading. What is deloading? Why is it effective? What's some of the physiological reasons that we do it? And then how do we implement it into our programs? So if you're interested in that, stay tuned. We'll cover it in detail today. So let's get right into it. So what is deloading? Deloading traditionally is completely ceasing from training for a period or a block, or managing reducing your volume, intensity, and load of your training for a block period. Typically around a week up to about 2, 3 weeks is probably the max you'd want to deload. After that 3 week mark, you tend to get more physiological reduction in your ability that sort of will outweigh the gains you get from doing the deload. So pushing it past 4 weeks, probably not a great idea. Traditionally, I've always deloaded for about a week block, but some of the research has really shown even up to a 3 week block, people are getting positive results from doing deloads. So why should we deload? What's the point of it? We've got this big thing at Vertical Junkie where we talk about sustainable, effective training methods. And sustainable is really key when you're talking about deloading. Because deloading, one, it reduces the physical stress in our body, gives our body time to rest, recuperate, solidify adaptations, take some load off the connective tissue for a while so you're getting net collagen synthesis really happening and remodeling phases really tidying off. But you also get a reduction in mental stress because training at a high intensity and a high quality for a continuous period of time takes a lot of mental focus. And what we find is that mental focus and that mental high quality intensity does tend to drop off when you're doing training blocks. And that deload week just gives you a bit of a time to reset, refocus, and then you can attack your next training block with that restoke that sort of come back in. You've got that mental clarity and that you've had a bit of a mental break, and also provides a little bit of quality of life as well. Like it allows us to have a bit of a detachment from training, get a little bit more balance into our lives, focus on some things outside of the sport that may be important and may make us more well-rounded people and therefore better athletes when we come back and we have a better quality of life when we're climbing and enjoying our sport. It gives your nervous system a little bit of a break too. Nervous system fatigue, it helps it tackle some of those issues around that as well. So we talked about how to deload, So picking a time period, maybe it's a 1 week block at the end of your training period and saying, look, I'm going to do a full cessation here. I'm going to alter. I'm going to do some really low volume technical drills, technical application in the gym so that I'm getting those sort of recuperation effects out of that 1 week or that 2 week period, Now over the holiday period is a great time to probably do it. A lot going on, we've all got family commitments and a lot of things happening over this time. So it's not a bad time to schedule in a little bit of a deload and work those two things in together. Now, the hardest part of getting people to do deloads is this mentality that you're losing training time. You're losing a week or you're losing 2 weeks of getting in the gym, getting on the hangboard, getting adaptations. You're seeing your friends in the gym and they're training hard and you feel like you're actually missing out. But it's a really false way to look at training, and particularly looking at sustainable training. When we look at the research, what we tend to find is when you compare continuous training blocks to training blocks with deload periods in them, at the end of the training cycle, so whether it's like a 15-week cycle or a 6-month cycle, the two groups tend to end up in exactly the same place. And that kind of makes you think, well, maybe if they end up in the same place, what's the point of doing the deload? They both seem equally effective. But when you take into account the fact that the deload sessions have time to really rest and recuperate and to deload those connective tissues, and injury rates are going to be lower, and quality of life is going to be up, and mental stress is going to be down, then you can really see the benefits of adding in that deload. Now, you may be asking as well, how could that possibly be? How could the people who are doing less volume of training end up at the same levels of hypertrophy, one max rep output, all these different markers that they measured in these studies? And the basic idea behind it all is that after you take these deloads, you have these cessation from training, when you reintegrate the stimulus into your training, you start again, your response and the adaptations you get from that stimulus spike. So they go up a lot higher. So if you're doing a continuous training and you're lifting continuously, you get this plateau of the adaptations, and the adaptations get slowly less and less and less over time, and you have to work a little bit harder, and you have to do all these things to maintain adaptation to stimulus. But if you're doing regular deloads, you almost fall back into that category of noob gains slightly. You know, you get this increased spike of adaptations, you probably get slightly higher quality of training and intensity of training because you have had that mental deload and that physical deload. And so with all that put together, you actually get these spike in adaptations that catches you back up to that continuous group. So that fallacy of when you're not in the gym, you're missing out and you're missing vital training time, particularly for young athletes that don't realize so much that their training is a really long-term thing. You know, to be a good well-rounded climber, you've got this long-term sustainable season after season growth that you want to happen, and adding in those deloads to sustainably train, stay out of injury, and get a little bit of balance into your life is really, really vital, really, really important. It's a really good opportunity too. You've got these deload periods that give you a bit of a time away from having to invest all your time and energy in the gym. You can use that to benefit your climbing in other ways. You know, you can do research, you can spend time looking at training and looking at your programs to try and tweak and make them more effective. Have a look at your goals, do some really good goal setting to stimulate that next training block and make sure it's targeting the adaptations that you want to hit your specific goals. You don't have to spend that time completely detached from your sport and your climbing, but use it as an effective way to really prep and prepare for the next season or for the time coming up, you know. The other really positive way to look at deloads is often athletes look at it as this really boring period, you know. Oh, Paul's making me deload next week. I'm going to have to sit around home and, you know, climbing's my passion. I'm not going to be able to do it. If you can get away from these negative associations with deload, and the good way to do that is book things into your deload week that are really stimulating for you. You know, if you enjoy doing golf on the weekends, or you enjoy going out and doing cooking and looking at recipes or some other extracurricular stimulus that you really, really enjoy, if you go out of your way to block those things in your deload week so that when the deloads are coming up, instead of this, okay, we've got this boring week next week or next 2 weeks that we're going to be dull, you're actually looking forward to that, and it's a positive stimulus, and it really helps you with that balance, you know, that life balance of your training and other aspects. Because while for most of us we love climbing and we're really passionate about it, it sometimes ends up being our whole life, and that can always get in the way of other things and not always be the healthiest association. So putting a little bit of time aside for other things is always going to be a good thing. So there we go, wrapping it up nice and quickly today, a little bit of a chat about deload week. If you guys have any questions, jump into the Junkie Discord, ask them, reach out, and we can go into a little bit more depth on the physiology. I'll link some of those research studies in some of the texts that we bring out about this topic. I might put a little bit of that in the volume management course that we do as well, and we can sit down and go from there. So have a great week, guys. Enjoy the holiday period. Merry Christmas, and I'll talk to you in the new year.